We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Zayin, Omid Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Lamed Zayin, Aleph. The Gemara asked that according to Rabbi Kiva, who darshins Mishras, Feheter, Mitzdarif, Leisir, how does he know Tam Kikr? Like Tosfos explains, if he had a choice, he'd first use Mishras with Tam Kikr before he used it Feheter, Mitzdarif, Leisir. So the question is, so where does he know Tam Kikr from? He has to have Tam Kikr, a different Makar, and then he has a right to learn from Mishras, Feheter, Mitzdarif, Leisir. So Gemara says, Yalef Meguli Avichavim. It says that if you get kalim from a goy, what you have to do is you have to, what we call kasher them. You have to do a golas kalim. It says, if it's used in fire, you got to put it in fire. For example, if it's a grill, it has to have libun. You have to put it into a fire. If it's a pot that you cook with it, you have to put it into a boiling pot of water. So that's the halacha. You have to learn that you have to be kasher kalim of a goy. L'chayra, all it is tam. All you have in the keli is tam, and you have to do agol. So you see from here that tam ki'ikr. So yalef begulei v'chavim, no rachmona, kol dovash yovavesh, l'meimra, da'asi begulei v'chavim. It must be that the gil of v'chavim, the bli of the oy v'chavim, the taste that's in the walls is also. I love tam ba'amuva also, achadam yloishno, even though it's only tam ba'amuva, here also. So loishno, here loishno also, there's dim tam ki'ikr. So we're saying Rabbi Kiva, who uses Mishras for Hetter Tavis, the reason is because he knows already Tam Kikah from Gule Ayver Chavim. V'Rabbanon, and four lines from the top of Lam Zayim and Beis, V'Rabbanon, Nami, Tepik Lem Gule V'Chavim, the Rabbanon used Mishras Tam Kikah, what do they need it for? Learn out from Hagolas Kalim, Amalei, the Rabbanon will say back to you, I can't learn out from there, because that's a Chiddush. Hosom Chiddushu, the V'Cholot Tarakula, all over the Torah, Nois Tam Lefgam, if a Tam, if something is Pogum, doesn't taste good, it's Mutter. And by Goy, a Kalim, a Goyish Kalim from a non-Jew, where there, the taste is already Pogum L'chayra, it doesn't taste good, and it's also, like Tosfos points out, we know from the Gemara of Arizara, they learn from the word, but it says it gives a nevela to the Ger, to the Ger. Tosfos says, nevela, she'ena ruyah leger, ain't a kru nevela. If it's not ruyah to the Ger, it's not called nevela. And here, we're asking, Gulev Chavim, So what's the, see, can we arrive there? It's a special din, do I call it a kalim? When we arrive at the Tam Kikah, it's a chiddush. So, for example, Rav Akiva nami ha chiddush, if you're a kibbutz, it's a chiddush. Rav Huna bar Achia, le'osra toira l'gder bas yoyma. Rav Akiva holds that the pasuk only asks a ben yoyma. And a ben yoyma, taka has good taste. Only after one day does it go bad. So therefore, it's not a chiddush. But you see, Tam Kikah. So it's a right Tam Kikah. So what does Rabban hold? Even a one-day-old kedera, because anything that goes into the walls already is pogum that time. And since it's pogum, and still it's also it's a chiddush. And therefore, you can't be arrived near the time kikum. Because even he holds even one day, the Rabbana holds even one day, is pogum. After, you
don't have to.
After one day, it's not Torah, it's just Hagolas Kalim. You don't have to do Hagolas after one day. No, it's Einem B'yayman. It's not B'yayman Medaraisa, you don't have to do Hagolas Kalim. The only reason why we do it is because it's a Gzeira, Einoi B'yayman, you don't have to B'yayman. But Medaraisa, Takapagam will not be an issue. After one day, Takapagam will not be an issue. Vakapanim, in the Chesed Megwara coming out now, is that we have Rabban Laref Mishras Tam Kikah. Remember, the Gemara says before on Amud Aleph that from that we learn to call it Tarakul Tam Kikah because we make Kavachayim and Madach Nozu, which is not so Chomer. It's not Asa Sa'ilam, it's Yesh Heter La Yisura, it's not Asa Bahana, and Stola has Tam Kikah, all of also. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I know Tam Kikah from Gulei Akum. I know Tam Kikah from Agalas Kalim. What's Mishras for? For Heter Mitzdarif Leisir. And the Gemara says, Heter Mitzdarif Leisir is only Menozu. So the Gemara doesn't have a kash like this. Why don't we see from the Rabbanon our idea and transfer that idea to Rabbi Kiva? Lav Ami Rabbanon, Hai Mishras, Lizan Tam Kikr. For the Rabbanon, learn from Mishras, Tam Kikr. Umekanat Adon L'chol Asurim Shuv Torah. And from there we make a limud to call it Tarakula. L'Rakiva Nami, the Kamukum L'Hai Mishras, L'Hai Tam Mistar V'Lissa, according to Rakiva, who says that there's an extra chiddush here for Mishras, a Heter Mistar V'Lissa, you have a Heter together with the Issa, it's all considered one big Kazayas. So why don't we have to call it Tarakula also? Lema, Mekan, Adon, L'Chol Asurim Shuv Torah, why don't we have from Nazir? For Kol Asum Shavutar, they have an idea of Hetam Mistarif Lissa. We saw before that Rav Hosev Shem Rav Yechanan, the only place you have Hetam Mistarif Lissa is only by Nazir. Amalei. So the Mar answers, Rav Ashi answers, Mishan Davin Nazir Vechatos Shnei Kesuvim Abon Keachod. Because There's two psukim that teach us the din of hetem and star plaster. And the klal is, we have two psukim. If you see the Torah, you have to write it twice. It means you couldn't learn it from each other. So therefore, you can't learn out from there to call a Torah kula. Now, what's pshat? What's these two things? Nazir and chata. So nazir, hadamar. Nazir, we know, mishras, according to Rabbi Akiva, teaches us, hetem and star plaster. Chatas mahi, where is there a makar by chatas, the hetem and star plaster? The tanya, went to the braisa. Kol asha yiga bibsara, anything that touches the chatos, yiktosh will become kadosh. And the Brisa explains that yochal fil shloi bala, maybe even if it just touches it without swallowing any bleas, tamalei bibsara. It says, kol asha yiga bibsara. Bibsara is mashma, it actually gets a blea. Asha yivla bibsara. Yiktosh alocha is lias kamaya. It becomes like, the whatever touches the chatos becomes like a chatos. Shimsula, if that chatos was a pigle, he if so, then this shloman touch the chatas will become possible. Vim kasheira, if the chatas was kosher, then the shloman that touched the chatas will be teichal kechayim shava. You're going to eat it like the chama shava, which means it'll only be eaten to zecharim, to males. It'll only be eaten inside the azara. All the halachas of a chatas, only one night and one day, has din like a chatas. So what do you see? So far, what do you see? Hetem sarf lissa. So Tosis explains that because that just to get the din tam of Ge'ikah, that went from other places. So why is the Torah feeling has to give us another idea of Yikdash? So Tosis explains, and the Rosh explains as well, that the case was that Pasuk teaches even if it's a Chatzi Zayis Shlomim together with Chatzi Zayis Chatas, still you're going to be Chayiv because of Hetem and Star of Lister. So that's what the extra pasuk Gita is teaching us, that there's didn't hetem starv lissa. So now we have a chatos, it didn't hetem starv lissa. And we have a nozer. So shtek sum bom kech avei melamdim. Oh, it's a good kasha. So why didn't say also chatos? So Taisi is the psachim as the kasha, if I remember correctly. But Taisi is not kasha. Taisi says, echanami, hu adin chatos. That's what he brings out. But Moshe, you mind getting me a Gemara Pesachim from there? You mind how I was going out there? So there, I think Tosfos Pesachim asked that kasha. There he asked that kasha. Akaponim. So here now the Gemara says, what are the? So that's what we're saying. Kodesh Bekiyur Steksum Bam Keechad. So the Gemara says Verabbanon. So why aren't Verabbanon? So Gemara's kasha like this. Verabbanon also learn at Hetem Staf Lissim Chatos. We have over here, so what we're saying now right now, Rabbanon don't hold Hetem Starv Lissa. Why? Because he's Mishra's Tam Kicker, right? Thank you very much, Maji. So the Tosfos Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, I think asks this kasha, if I remember correctly. Tosfos, Chutz Vesuri Noza, Zog Tosfos, Af Agav Dechatos Nami Ka'oma Lekabon Rabbi Yechon Hetem Starv Lissa, Hochol Echoshev Chatos V'Kotchim Lekamayri. Tosfos is not talking about a Kotchim, that's why. He's not talking about a Kotchim, that's why. Echonami, you're right. You're right, very good question. So Gemara says, Rabbanon, who don't hold the Hetem Starv Lissa, they learn out Mishras Tam Kik, they don't hold the Hetem Starv Lissa, want to learn from Chatas at least. Rabbanon learn from Chatas. So Gemara answers, the way I'm saying the Pshat according to the Rosh, Rabbanon answers, Tzrichi. Both Psukim are needed for Tam Kik. Tzrichi. The guys want to get a Chatas, the Din Tam Kik, Yikdash, have been a Nazir, Lo Asim, you can't learn Nazir from Chatas. Why? Mishim the Nazir, Mikachim, Lo Yafini, you learn Nazir from Kachim. Because we're going to give a nazir if the Torah said it regarding nazir dem tam kicker, give it a wine. Having a nazir liafina, why? Because the chomer is surei that fill chartz nazirle. The rabbanon say you wouldn't be able to learn from nazir. Why not? Because by nazir, even the chartzon, which is a pit, is not royal achila, So hilchah liasminay. Therefore, you do both psukim. To you need both psukim, you need the chatas and the nazir. So probably this is probably Mordechai's kasha. Gemara 4 said mekach don cholsum shemataira from mishras, and here it's saying you can't learn from nazir because chatzon. Teretz is okter rosh. You would learn that from both of them. It would be like a mahatzah from chatas and nazir together. You can't learn from chatas because kachin. You can't learn from nazir because chatzon. But both together you can learn out from. So right now it would be that if you're rabbanah, you're learning out really when it says before mishras teaches us tam keker bechol torah kula, really would be from the mahatzah between chatas and nazir. So there's a trichasa, so now you have shver, so then why can't you learn out hetem starf lissa from there? Because you need both of them. It's not shtek sum bom kechad. So learn out hetem starf lissa according to Rekir from both these psukim. Rakiva Amalach, Lemay Tzrichi. You don't need both of them. Mishlam Mikos, Makwan and Chatos, I hear. Loy Gomenozim in A. Why? The Chulim Mikotchim Legarminon. You weren't able to learn out the Chulim from Mikotchim. So that I understand why we need also the Pasuk of Nazir of Mishras. El Lichta Rachman of Nazir, just say Mishras, Tezi Chatos from A. Learn out Chatos from there. The call is Surim Shibatayra, Kagamri Menazir. Because all Surim in the Torah, you learn out from Nazir. And the way that Mepharshim explained that he doesn't care about this Pircha of Chartzin. He doesn't hold it at Pircha. And therefore, he holds, learn everything out of Nazir. He says, Chatas now, that makes it Sheik Sum Bon Kecha, that you don't learn out Hetem and Starf Leisir from Nazir. Why? Because you see the Torah had to say Chatas. So Mashma only those two places have Hetem and Starf Leisir. And the Gemara assumes now that the Fira Abbanon agrees to this Taina back. Vavrinu Amloch, Chatas, you're right now, there's no Trichasa here. So why did it say Chatas? You're right. Chatas for Hetem Starf L'Isser. Chatas Taka is for Hetem Starf L'Isser. V'chulim M'kachim L'Garmina. You'll learn V'chulim M'kachim. And U'mishras Lidin Tam Keker. And M'kana Don Chol Sum Shem Atayra. V'Rabbi Kiva Tavai we need L'Hetem Starf L'Isser. V'Havu Shteik Sum Bom Ke'echod. V'Chol Shteik Sum Bom Ke'echod M'lamdin. The Gemara gave us a little sikum over here. It's special for Nazir. They get a special sikum like this. That the bottom line is like this. According to Rabbi Kiva, Tam Kik is from Geuli Nachrim. Hetem Starv L'Isser is Nazir and Chatas, and you don't learn out from there. According to Rabbanon, Mishras is just Tam Kikr. And what is Chatas is Hetem Starv L'Isser. You learn out every Kultar Kul from Nazir. From Chatas, you can't learn out. From Kachim, you can't learn out. You can't learn out from Kachim. Why didn't Rabbanon learn out Geuli Nachrim teach us? Why didn't Agalus Kem teach us Tam Kikr? Teretz is Rabbanon, hold, that's a Chiddush because that's Pogum. Only Bechatas. Only Bechatas. You can't learn Bechatas. You don't learn from Kachim, you don't learn from Kachim, therefore it's only over there. And Pashas will come out from our Sugya, that Lekuli Yama, Tam Kik is the Raisa. Now, even though, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, but you know it's a big Machlok to show him how we pass in if Tam Kik is the Raisa or not. So, Chara, how would you learn not like that? So, Rashi in Mesechus Pesachim points out that there by Chomet, is Machlok to Leaz Narabon and Fichai, Van Kutacha Bavli. So Vaistois, the one who holds its mut, that's not Chayiv Malkus, they hold, there's no Tam Kikr. Because Kutu Rabav has Tam Kikr, so that's a Rashi Himsach, but I'm hanging out from the what to the bottom, Ayin Shom Arichis, a good recap of the Sugya. Omer of Ashi, Lirav Kano. Elo at the time says in the Brice like this, Mikol Ashi Yasim Megefen Ayayin, says in the Pasuk, that Mikol Ashi Yasim Megefen Ayayin, you're not allowed to eat. And says in the Brice, Limeid, Alasuri Nazir Shem Starvim Zerazah. It teaches us that it's that Yamarba, that even all Asuri Nazir almost starv. You had a half a gazayis of Chartzon, half a gazayis of something else, it's with starvless. That's what we learn from the apostle. Because Yasu Gevna Yain. So Rakiva is a Pella. Hashti Yashlem Hatem Starvless. If you learn from Mishras, Mishlem Rabbanon, don't you think Hatem Starvless? So you need a Chiddush that the two Asurim are starv. But According to Rabbi Kiva, a piece of bread is mitzurif to the wine. You have to tell me that a zag and a charetzin is mitzurif? It's a pella. So the Kavachayim, Rabbi Kiva, Hashem Shlomo Hetem Starv L'Isser, Is L'Isser M'Bayi? Amalei. So what's behind the Brisa? The Brisa is saying upon a pasuk that you need a het, that the two Asurim are mitzurif. What do you mean Hetem Starv according to Rabbi Kiva? If you're a bonus, not Shvek, a bonus, don't hold a Hetem Starv L'Isser. No, Tam Kikr is only if the Tam Kikr doesn't make the shear bigger. Tam Kikr just says that the Tam is considered be'en. But it doesn't make the shear bigger. That's always the chilk, the hetter starf lister. Tam kikka means that if you have tam in something, but it's a kazai, it's a tam, yechayiv. Even though it's not a ba'en. It's not mamoshes. It's just tam, just taste. That's the chiddush tam kikka. Tam kikka is two chiddushim. First of all, that you can be chayiv on the taste itself. And number two, that's not bottle. The dim bitl bashishim, we know bitl, is tam kikka. We have bitl bashishim, we bottle baroy. So that's really the chiddushim of tam kikka. Hetter starf lister is a new chiddush, a new level. That the heter actually could be a surah if it comes also. It's a pella. So here, if you hold hetem starv l'isser by nazir, so what's this chiddush? Omalei, I'll tell you, apostle chilek. Heter l'isser bevas achas. Only eat at one time. You have to eat the whole kezayis, half chilev, half shuman at one time, or half yayin, half pas at one time. By zag and charetzin, or anov men zag, even one after another, it will be chayiv. That's the chiddush because yasi, even if it's one after another. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Rav Shimon Shita in Kol Torah Kula, we have it in Maseches Makis, he holds that there's no such thing as a shir kezayis. Yechayiv Makis even kol shuv. So Rav Shimon, the last late Tzira, doesn't hold any Tzira because he holds a Kol Shu alone Chayiv. Mikol Asher Yaseh, my Darish Bay. What does he do with the Pasuk of Mikol Asher Yaseh? He doesn't need a Pasuk to tell you that Yimitzar for two Yisurim together. You don't even need a Shir Tzira. All you need, or even a Kol Shu, Chayiv Malkus. What do you do with this Pasuk? Amalach. We know Rav Shimon Shita is. We had this Shita before. Rav Shimon Shita is that the only way you become a Nazir if you're Makabal Naziris on everything. If you only Makabal Naziris on a few things, that only on some of the things, that's not enough. So he learns from this Pasuk, let me ask you another kasha. Okay, good, you took every call Shiyasa. But what do you need Mishras for? If Mishras teaches us Hetam and Starav Lisser, he doesn't need a Shir. Teretz is that Mishras is just Tam Kikr, like the Rabbanon, you have to say. But Tais has a problem that Rav Shimon holds that Gu'ulin Akum is not a Chiddush. He holds Loi Osirak there, Bas Yom, he holds not a Chiddush. So what's Shat? So you know Tam Kikr from Gu'ulin Akum. So what do you need the Pasuk of Mishras according to Rav Shimon? That's Tais asks. Tais asks, what do you need it for? So he says, one of his Mahalachim is that the whole din of Kol Shehu is only if it's Be'en. But when it's Ma'uriv, then you would think it's not really chayiv, and that's why you need the pasuk of Mishras teach us that even though it's not be'en, it's not mamashish, it's still chayiv. That's what you have to learn for your Rav Shimon, and that's what Tosfos points out.